Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge to my debit card for Extreme Boost.
Okay, ma'am. What is your zip code?
71726.
Okay, ma'am, what is your first and last name?
My name is Elaine Hutchison, Hutchison.
All right, ma'am, and what can you verify your shipping address?
I would like to know where you're going to ship it to because I didn't order this. I didn't order $67 worth of Extreme Boost. Somebody hacked my phone, my debit card, and I need to get the money refunded to my account, please.
Okay, ma'am, to make sure I have the right account. That's one reason why I asked you for your shipping address.
My shipping address is Post Office Box 6, Chittister, Arkansas.
Okay, ma'am. I see that on September 9th, you put in for a kitchen set. Not on the 9th, on the 1st of September.
No. I mean, it's November and I didn't order anything from Extreme Boost.
You put in for a contest for a KitchenAid.
Yes, I did, but back in September.
Yes,
But
that's
I
what.
thought that was from Walmart. I thought that was from Walmart. I didn't realize that that was from Extreme Boost.
Yes, ma'am. That's what the 6730. That's where the 6732 came from. What that was you getting put in for a raffle for that KitchenAid. That's what that was. And is it not just for that too? You also get a $125 voucher to get use on our factory direct store, where you can use that.
I've never received any of that stuff. So, I want to just cancel my order because I've never received any of that. So please cancel my order and
What I can do, ma'am, is I can. What I can do, ma'am, is I can refund you 50% of that, because it is in the terms and conditions that you signed up for that.
Yeah, I did. I really did. And I didn't understand when I signed that it was going to be that much more than what it showed that it was selling for on the advertisement. So I consider that false advertisement because when you it was I believe it was $2, something like that, and it was on a Walmart ad. It wasn't, I guess I did. I was totally surprised when I saw all of this come through my account. So, and it's caused me a lot of trouble with my bank and my debit card because it showed it as being a fraudulent charge. So, I'd really like to get my entire amount of money back because I consider it all false advertisement. Because it showed $2 when I ordered that. So, I'm going to decline your offer of 50% because I believe I need the full because of false advertisement. And I will be reporting it. Thank you very much.